This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Get a look at the Roseburg Public Library and some things going on and plan for the future. Library Director Chris Wiley, who always walks to her interviews, one of the few public officials in Roseburg who do.
Well, you know, it's just right across the street, but thanks for having me, Kyle. Always happy to come over.
So, the library, I mean, you're now in essentially month 14 of having this new plan, this new model for the library. Overall, how's it going so far?
I've been super impressed with the community, coming in new from the Midwest. You know, I knew it would be a challenge, but it's been a fantastic experience. I've been welcomed by everybody. Getting the library up and running was wonderful. The city officials and the city council and our library commission were amazing. So much support in the community for the library, and that continues. And we're in year two now.
Wow. And as you look forward, now you already made a couple of adjustments when the new year started, right?
Well, we made a couple of adjustments actually starting in October when we added a few hours. So now we're open 34 hours a week, and we're open still open Tuesday through Thursday, but now we open at 11 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, and we're open 10 to 2 on Saturday. That was one of the biggest changes for us. We're doing some changing inside of the building, too, to make things a little more patron-focused now that we've seen how people use the building. Then we can shape it a little bit more to their needs.
So as you look towards the future, I understand you're kind of taking that looking to the future to even a bigger, broader context. Talk about that.
And it's really important for us in the library world to think strategically. We're looking at 5 years in our case. What is the big picture? Where do we want to be in 5 years? What are some goals that we can set in the larger picture? And then how do we achieve those goals? And so we have a strategic planning process in place. It just started last month. There's a committee. We're calling them the Dream Team. And yeah, a strategic process may sound a little dry, but it's what we want to create is a living, breathing document that we use that's based on community input, that's vetted through this committee, that we see what is possible based on all of these dreams and hopes that the community has for their public library.
So how long is this committee going to be meeting?
They'll be meeting through June. We hope to have a final product in place in July and then get working toward those goals through the action steps right away, August, September.
Wow. So how many folks do you have on the committee?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that on the way over. There are about 10 of us, and it includes library staff. It includes a volunteer representative who just happens to be a retired school librarian. We have someone from the school district. We have someone from Cow Creek. We have someone representing the Latinx community. We have city officials. We have a mom. We have a teenager. It's just a broad spectrum of folks in the community who have a passion for the library and want to give their time to creating, again, this document that's going to help transform the library over the next 5 years.
And so then you're pulling from more than maybe what you might expect to be the normal contingent of people who would sign up for a committee.
Right. And that was the whole point, is who do we want to reach out to in the community who can connect with their folks. What we've learned is that we have a great core of library people, but we have 25,000 residents and a whole group of people peripheral to the community that we need to reach. And so the best way to do that is to get folks we don't necessarily know. And that was the best thing about going to the very first meeting, was I didn't know half of the people in the room. That's a great way to expand the reach of the library.
So how did you find these people you didn't know?
Well, you know, that's the great thing about Roseburg. We're large enough to not know everybody, but still small enough that it's kind of easy to make these community connections. And when you say you're from the library and people know the library story, it is pretty easy to get those people who want to do good.
Interesting. So do you, are you kind of starting with a clean slate of ideas, or did you already give these folks some direction, or how are you doing this?
Well, actually, it's our Rare AmeriCorps Participants Project. That's one of her roles over this next few months. So Katie Fisher was the one who went out and talked to some people to get these stakeholders in this meeting, and we are giving them some direction, but also letting their creativity shine here, kind of prompting them once in a while with questions, thoughts. We have state standards for public libraries that we're going to share with them. How can we align our strategic plan with those? We need a mission statement. We need a vision statement. We need values. What are these things, and how can we brainstorm to come up with something that's meaningful? And the mission statement got drafted within 10 minutes at our last meeting. Katie gave them the opportunity to think about it, come back with something, and every single one of us had the word community in our mission statement. So we have a draft. It is promote community, encourage learning, inspire curiosity. And we're really excited about that because it's easy for us to remember, and it encapsulates what we want to do. It was a fantastic process. Blew me away that we came up with that in 10 minutes.
And that's bigger than just books.
Absolutely. We are a community space. And when we talk to patrons, when we talk to folks throughout the community, I talk to service groups, we want people to understand that we are all about lifelong learning, we're about literacy, and we're about gathering the community for civic engagement.
Interesting. So where'd you get the idea for doing this?
Well, I've had experience in my previous job in Minnesota going through this process. It's very standard in public library world to develop a strategic plan for your institution to guide staff and to communicate with the public about what you're doing, why you're doing it.
And I would imagine, too, if you were thinking about things that might cost money, that sort of having a long-range plan so that you can start talking to, the city manager, the city council, whatever, about, you know, future goals that you might have that would incorporate the need for more money or other ways, grants and other ways to get funds as well, because some of that stuff will take a while.
Absolutely. We need to prioritize what we're doing at the library. What we're hearing from people is they love what we're doing and they want us to do more. And I think that's fantastic. We need to look at our capacity and prioritize those projects that will have the greatest benefit for the greatest number of people.
And you still have this model with a small number of staff and a whole bunch of volunteers.
We sure do. We're at 2 full-time staff, a half-time circulation supervisor. We have the Rare AmeriCorps participant. We have 4 part-time library aides who make up 1 full-time equivalent, and then about 50 volunteers. And it's amazing how this team has come together, and the retention rate among the volunteers is off the charts. We're very thrilled. But you gave me the opportunity to mention that we do have a library aide position open. It's linked on our Facebook page. It's also at cityofroseburg.org, accepting applications for the next 3 weeks. You can drop it off online or at City Hall and Third Floor Administration.
And what's the role of a library aide?
A library aide works 10 hours a week, 2 5-hour shifts, and they are our front desk folks. They help issue cards, help people with computers. That's a really big piece because we get a lot of folks in who need a little bit of troubleshooting, whether it's with their device or with our computers, printing help, that sort of thing, ebooks. And then they do some behind the scenes work for us, whether that's helping us with inventory or working with some of the processing of materials. There's just a number of things that happen behind the scenes to make the library function.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Chris Wiley, the library director, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. Don't forget radio auction tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. On Monday's Inside Douglas County program, Ed Villarreal is the new and a brand new position, safety coordinator for the Roseburg School District. He comes with 3 decades of law enforcement experience, and we'll talk to him on Monday's program. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library in this afternoon, talking about the library strategic plan. I might come back to that a bit as well, but what about some other things that are going on these days at the library?
Well, our friends of the Roseburg Public Library, great organization. They've been around a very long time advocating for the library and very well known for their book sale. And their new book sale is coming up first weekend in March, Thursday, March 5th through the 7th. It's going to be in the Deer Creek Room, which is inside the library. We moved it there from the Ford Room because they're doing sales more frequently. And they have a fewer books, but beautiful collection of material. And it fits that room very nicely. And we love the energy that it brings to the library. So Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday, March 6th from 11 to 5, and Saturday, March 7th from 10 to 2. And that's half price day. So we expect a great turnout from people. It's always a busy time.
So where do these books come from that are going to be sold?
Most of them are donations. The book sale itself doesn't have a library withdrawal. So these are donations that come from community members that we don't add to the shelves. We may already have. They may be dated enough. We don't want to add them. They also have an ongoing sale that's inside the library. And those are mostly library withdrawals with some donations.
Interesting. And some people, you know, they don't ever get rid of any book. But there are times when people have read something enough times, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an older book, but they're kind of done. And it's nice to see it move on somewhere else.
And we have folks who bring in very new books. We'll add second copies to the collection, or we haven't purchased it yet. That's great. We add them in. Sometimes we have a book that's so popular that we have 3 or 4 copies, and they're constantly going out. I think of Where the Crawdads Sing, which was the most checked out book last year. It was a fiction book and checked out, I'm going to say it was close to 70 times last year. So it's nice when the community donates those books that they've read and then want other people to enjoy.
So with the computer systems and all of that, you can track all that kind of thing.
We absolutely do a lot of statistics. Librarians love their numbers.
In that, you know, I just think back of the old days when what was it called? You had the little card file.
Yeah, the card catalog system.
Oh,
and
boy.
We still call it the card catalog. And we still have folks who come in and ask for it. And we don't even have the drawers anymore. We've gone completely digital. And it really, that helps us track things in an easier way most of the time, as long as the technology is working. It really helps us connect with Drain. We just launched the sharing program with them. So now folks can reserve books from our library as well as Drain. We have the courier service provided by the Douglas Education Service District. And we're asking people just be a little patient with us, and they are fantastic while we work out some of those kinks. But that sharing arrangement launched last month.
And being able to look at these statistics then helps you not just specific titles, but I mean with subject matter and types of books or... And are you able to track, this might be going too deep into the statistical data, you know, the age groups of people that check out specific books?
Oh, absolutely. We can see trends, and we know anecdotally that our children's room is heavily used, but then we can look at these numbers and say that at any given point, about a quarter to a third of our picture books are checked out. Same with our readers, which are our kindergarten, first and second grade books. We are purchasing a lot of readers and a lot of board books and picture books because we can tell from these data that they are what is driving our circulation.
Wow. You know, the library really connects with so many different groups. You were talking about that. And I see that, you know, more and more meetings seem to be held there.
You know, today our parking lot is full because we have our two larger meeting rooms that were built during the remodel are full. And the Douglas ESD helps drive that because they do host a lot of meetings. But we get a lot of community members coming in and using the rooms. Last night, we had a group in the Ford room. Today, I guess it's twice a month, we have a group using one of our small meeting rooms. We are constantly navigating how the community can use those rooms, what rooms work best. We do have a meeting room policy and a use form on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Folks are welcome to call me as well, 541-492-7051, and we can go over the calendar.
Doing your job, what do you think is the funnest part?
Absolutely, without a doubt, talking to people. I love sharing the library story, and this particular story is unique, right? There aren't many library systems that went through this history, but have been taken over by a city, and I think all of the data show us that we're thriving and we have so much potential, and sharing that is a joy.
And people, let me ask it this way. Do you still have people come in that it's their first time in since you've opened?
Absolutely. And we still are hearing from people two things. They walk in, they stop, can't believe what it looks like, because it really does look quite a bit different. And then we still hear from people every day how happy they are to have their library here.
Interesting. Now, I would presume, like a lot of industries or career tracks, if you will, that you probably talk to folks or converse electronically with folks that are doing your job in other places about how it's going for them. Are libraries in the region, nationally, how are they doing?
I think we're doing well. We are changing with the times. We've done that for 100 plus years. We are a reflection of the community that we live in and serve. And so as the community changes, so do we. We are about books, and we are about community engagement, and we're about providing space for people to get together to share ideas and to learn from each other. And yes, we've changed with technology, and we'll continue to see what the trends are as we move forward. But it's always a matter of keeping up with the community that you're serving and getting out there and listening to people.
So talk about your electronic resources.
We have two platforms for electronic books and electronic audiobooks, Cloud Library, and we have OverDrive, which is the Oregon Digital Library Consortium, Library to Go, as most people know. We serve virtually every kind of device you can imagine. And you can go on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, get information. You can stop in. We're happy to troubleshoot and get you started in person. And these are working with apps. That's how most people access electronic books and audiobooks, with their smartphones, with their tablets. But it will stream on their computers as well.
So then there are things that are easier for people to come in and access with those versus trying to go look for them other places.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's changed the nature of how people are reading. It's a portable document. I downloaded a lot of options before I went on my vacation. And it's simple to do, and you're not carrying all those items with you. Of course, I had a physical book just in case I lost my charge and my battery went. But it's changing the nature of how we read. And we really are seeing a trend up in electronic audiobooks. I like the format because a disc can get ruined and then the whole book is done. We have to replace the entire book. But a digital file that lives on your phone that you can put in earbuds with, it's a great platform for portability.
So if people want to find out more about the library or any aspect of what's going on, where do they find it?
We're on Facebook and Instagram at Roseburg Library. Our website is rosebergpubliclibrary.org, and you can give us a call at 541-492-7050.
Chris Wiley is the director of the Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.